This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're looking at the issue of peace this week. The peace that God brings to us that is so contrary to what the world thinks of as personal peace. Because to the world, personal peace only comes during times of personal prosperity, or when things are going well, when your health is good, when the people you love are doing well. That's when you have peace, not anxiety. That's not the kind of peace, though, that God talks about, not what God wants to work in your life. Are you in the habit of listening to God, of getting His world view, thinking about life from His perspective? Do you know that you only get that by spending time with Him, reading His Word, the Bible, listening to what He has to say to you, remembering that it only applies and is meaningful to you in the context of a living relationship with Jesus Christ? As we talk about peace today, I want to go to a challenging passage in John chapter 16, starting in verse 29. Jesus has just been speaking to the disciples, and His disciples said, "Oh, now you are speaking plainly and are not using a figure of speech." Sometimes they had trouble understanding His parables or little similes that He used. "But now He's spoken plainly and are not using a figure of speech," they said. "Now we know that you know all things and have no need for anyone to question you. By this we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming, and has already come, for you to be scattered, each to his own home." Jesus is referring to the persecution that would come. "And to leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you have tribulation. But take courage. I have overcome the world." How can we know that true peace Jesus is talking about and not be dragged down by the world's definition of peace that depends on our circumstances? Well, first ask, am I ruled by my circumstances? If bad things are happening to me or people in my family, do I start questioning God? Do I start getting fearful and anxious and wondering? Or do I trust God? All things are under God's control. Even these circumstances that are causing us to lose our peace, it doesn't mean that God sponsored those circumstances. No, but they are not out of His control. And if you keep your eyes on Him, focused on Him and who He is, you'll begin to experience His peace. Jesus reminds the disciples, yes, you're going to have tribulation in the world, but in me, you can have peace. I have overcome the world. You think of what Jesus Christ went through in terms of stressful circumstances, as He was rejected by everybody, even His own family, as He was crucified, taking the guilt of the world on His beautiful, pure soul. All of that, and yet He moved through it with complete trust in His Father. And He says, in me, you can have that same peace as well. Deepen your relationship with me. Focus on me and who I am. I have overcome the world. And you'll have peace. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.